fat tires on unless you wanna die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Well, welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
My phone rang Friday night at 5:25. My bike manager telling me, "Mike, I have a surprise. Your fat bike I got, your journey is back alive." My mind and car went into overdrive, went to the place where my bike part was at, because the people that had brought it in went in to fix a flat. After meeting and greeting and all the chit chat, I wanted to go where my bike was at. Driving to this nondescript Flathead Valley location, after much unexpected celebration, my chest sounds cleared bilaterally due to heart medication, I stepped out of my car to see what they took. Stripped and parted from its original look, because it was stolen and gutted by an evergreen crook. What they didn't realize was this bike was special. Nobody but me had the proper credentials. Stealing something so original is totally unthinkable and unforgivable. Cutting the locks and taking it from my mom's property, executing this felonious robbery just because what? You're in poverty? I now have my bike back. Together we are going to make a comeback. A new journey has begun. You have been outdone, and now you're on the run. But make no mistake, I know who you are. Soon this case will be solved. Hopefully you'll think twice before making someone else a victim. Just because you're addicted and afflicted, it'll be my mission to get you convicted. Yes, I judge you and hold a grudge. I want to prosecute you for taking my loot. I hope city court gives you the boot. One day you might have a lesson learned, but for now, it'll be you that'll get burned.
Dude is mad. Right? But as hard as he tries there, I think he fails to sound scary or intimidating. The fat bike stolen rap song, and I'm assuming he doesn't have a rap career, or that was possibly his first rap ever. Possibly his last as well. But it was a way to start the show this week, and it was short and sweet and saved us some real estate for some good stuff ahead. How are you this week, riders and listeners? You doing okay on your end there? Checking your head there? Hey, you okay in there? Well, look, here's the good news. You made it to Friday. It's 1 o'clock. You won't have to deal with the BS again for a couple of days. You got that going for you, right? Live in the moment. We have a... It's not a themed show today. Really, it's about one song. The first quarter of the show will be, anyway. It's a 16-minuter. And really, this is, even though Hank isn't in studio today, it's Hank's pick. He's the one, even though Hank isn't in the studio today, it's Hank's pick, because he's the one who mentioned it first here in the early spring months, weeks. We generally, I refer back to, you know, a lot of times the music that when I discover it, I refer back to the season it was, the time of year a lot, and in the year 2020, and, you know, remember that year, 2020? Yeah. Well, everybody was homebound and everything else, and the world was going crazy, and Bob Dylan released the CD Rough and Rowdy Ways, And packaged within it is another bonus CD that you get with it. It's a 16-minute song called Murder Most Foul. And we get it out every year at this time, and Hank mentioned it first, so I figured it'd be a great way to open the show. And if we have time at the end of the ride, we'll revisit this CD for another one. Murder Most Foul is a direct reference to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And throughout the entire song, it's more of a spoken word thing. I mean, it's Dylan using what he has at this stage of his career to make this what Hank and I both consider like a brilliant masterpiece of artwork that somehow, for some reason, he was saving for the end of his career. I even suggested to Hank that possibly this has been in Dylan for a long time, this song, and that it wasn't appropriate. You know how they say too soon when someone tells a joke about maybe after, or not a joke or a story, or you know, they reference something after somebody died or something happened tragically, and they say too soon if no one laughs or you get crickets in the room. And I think it was too soon for the first 2, 3, and 4 decades after this tragedy that rocked the country and rocked the world, to go this specific and graphic into it with a song. You have to wait until generations pass. Otherwise, the wound is too fresh. That's my theory. Now listen for a whole bunch of pop references throughout this song. And some of them were era appropriate, and some of them are not. Some of them are from the 80s, 90s, even some contemporary references in there. No use talking about it. Let's get to the song. Here it is. Murder Most Foul. We'll see ya after a quarter hour.
T'was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a rattle high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flying a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby, they ought to know. Shut your mouth, say it, or ask old owl. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Acid Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in her lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Stupidest film I've seen like before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What'd I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away. And it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. ride the pink horse down that long, lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson, play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky, play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all of that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton, play Harold Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel, play Pretty Boy Floyd. Play the numbers, play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number nine, play number six. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play Down in the Boondocks for Terry Molloy. Play It Happened One Night at White Night of Sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. Play Misty for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes and Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely at the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And The Key to the Highway for the King of the Harp. Play Marching Through Georgia and Dumbarton's Drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird Powell. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.
Play Nimitz's Bookstore, play Ride Your Bike Shop, play The Big Pool, play Hormel Drive. I don't... Hey, you all right? Everybody okay after that one? That was jolting. Suspenseful. Upsetting. Graphic. Maybe that's the only way to feel it. You know, 50 years later. Is for it to be so graphic. And another point that Hank made about this song, as it relates to the lyric, the age of the Antichrist has just begun. And I believe expounding upon that in Hank's, I don't want to put words in Hank's mouth, but I think what he kind of means by that is that was the beginning of the mess we're in today. That was just the beginning of it right there. And Dylan is chronicling that and communicating that in that song, that it started there and it brought us to here. Writers and listeners, nothing like a 17-minute song to get you right up against the halfway point of this week's ride. We'll take another direction before we return to some Dylan a little bit later in the program. And I thought we would go, well, you know, it was Women's History Month, and we had a whole bunch of the radio shows that I listened to a lot, you know, had special programming for that, and we didn't necessarily, because generally, well, I think that we're probably playing more music from female artists than we ever have before in the last couple of years. We've made a conscious effort to do just that, and it's been a pleasure, actually, because it sent us in directions that we really wouldn't have gone otherwise. And I think, you know, there was a day in radio where that was actually very rare. I mean, it didn't happen to hear two female artists in a row on the radio. That's how different it was. But we're not there yet. I'm telling you, the programming is still heavily weighted in the male direction. But let's take a female set here with that in mind, and we'll have Carolyn Rose in this set with America Religious. You want to listen close to that one. Twain with Solar Pilgrim, and Kathy Kirby starts this leg of the ride off with Hand to Hand.
I gotta find me one like that, not a pill like a supplement. In some kind of glass container I emptied, you check it for cracks and degree it's worth saving. A starry-eyed cooperative, or it's nearly equivalent. With no discernible logic, we'll circle the lake in check deal turning hand to hand. Promise you're still hell-bent on keeping what else could be keeping you back from the end. Toss it back, hang your head. Was it worth the experiment? Biting down to verify, Jesus Christ, don't you get tired of being that guy? Must have been such an awful night. What I can't remember won't hurt me. Thank God in advance I'm already
Processed by agribusiness. Ain't this what you'd always dreamed it'd be? Yeah, well, the two spot, dream spot, scattered at the table as we plunged in ankle deep, all in table conversation. Meanwhile, out in the distance, through the mist, there rang a scream as we all dropped our heads, we sheared our eyes. Lord, thank you for this feast. Well, I think I'd like to take this time to toast myself here to the wine. Two cents, spare me a change, honey, round here we work for our pay.
chores around me. You gotta take me home, you silly girl. Oh, the world's not round without you.
Here we come to the end of that set. Now, what did we hear at the beginning? It was Kathy Kirby with Hand to Hand. And then, oh, you know, Twain, I'm learning, actually probably is male from my research on it. So even though I broke my promise there, from what I can tell through a Google search, he's a dude that looks a lot like Father John Misty, if you know who he is. But either way, that doesn't matter. What matters is Solar Pilgrim is a fantastic song. And after that one, we had Carol and Rose with America Religious. And then we had Shania. And then we had the last song there was unmistakably male voice of Tom Waits, and equally unmistakable Crystal Gayle right there with a female voice, and Take Me Home. Riders and listeners, we're coming towards the end of this week's ride. How the heck are you anyway? Do I ask that a lot? It's because I'm concerned about you, you know. Sometimes you show signs of maybe, you know, not quite being there all the time. Are you with me? I guess we all show signs of that from time to time. If you'd like to be with us more, you can go to dancebikerides.com and listen to past episodes. They're also available by podcast. The podcast and the radio show are the same thing. We don't have a separate podcast where we talk about our radio show. You can subscribe to that if you want. If you don't, whatever. We don't make any money from it, so. It's fun, though, to have the privilege of playing your music and sometime here in the next, it's only a little over a month away. You'll have an opportunity to express your appreciation, too, with the Spring Pledge Drive on the docket. Something to think about coming up, and Also, Bike Rides is available on Facebook, and that's about all the social media you'll find us on for now. This show is also available on the KMSU app. So get that. Be cool and get the app. You can listen to all the programs on demand now. It's really, really kind of streamlined the listening experience for all of us. Okay, we're coming towards the last song of this week's ride, and I promised we'd do a little bit more of the Bob Dylan off of Rough and Rowdy Ways. This song that I'm about to play, I think, to me, actually sounds like it's kind of an explanation for the first song. It's a continuation, and the continuation is an explanation. And the reason I say that is because they sound so similar musically and instrumentally. But they're separate songs, and I think what he's doing is describing himself afterwards and how he's been known to really... Bob Dylan is probably the least predictable artist in media since Andy Warhol. Actually, he was before Andy Warhol and after, if you want to look at it that way. And here he is. He was before the ride began, and now he'll be after. Here is I Contain Multitudes. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
Today and tomorrow, and yesterday too, the flowers are dying like all things do. Follow me close, I'm going to Ballinali. I'll lose my mind if you don't come with me. I fuss with my hair and I fight blood feuds. I contain multitudes. Got a telltale heart like Mr. Poe. Got skeletons in the walls of people you know. I'll drink to the truth and the things we said. I'll drink to the man that shares your bed. I paint landscapes and I paint nudes. I contain multitudes. A red Cadillac and a black mustache. Rings on my fingers that sparkle and flash. Tell me what's next. What shall we do? Half my soul, baby, belongs to you. Oh, well, I can't frolic with all the young dudes. I contain multitudes. I'm just like Anne Frank, like Indiana Jones, and them British bad boys, the Rolling Stones. I go right to the edge. I go right to the end. I go right where all things lost are made good again. I sing the songs of experience like William Blake. I have no apologies to make. Everything's flowing all at the same time. I live on a boulevard of crime. I drive fast cars and I eat fast foods. I contain multitudes. Pink pedal pushers, red blue jeans, all the pretty maids and all the old queens, all the old queens from all my past lives. I carry four pistols and two large knives. I'm a man of contradictions. I'm a man of many moods. I contain multitudes. You greedy old wolf, I'll show you my heart, but not all of it, all of the hateful parts. I'll sell you down the river, I put a price on your head. What more can I tell you? I sleep with life and death in the same bed. Get lost, madam. Get up off my knee. Keep your mouth away from me. I'll keep the path open, the path in my mind. I see to it that there's no love left behind. I play Beethoven sonatas, Chopin's preludes. I contain multitudes.
Do you prefer songs with a subtle or obvious message?
With a what?
A subtle or obvious message.
A message? You mean like, what song with a message?
Well, like Eve of Destruction and things like that.
Do I prefer that to what?
I don't know, but your songs are supposed to have a subtle message.
Subtle message?
Well, they're supposed to.
Where'd you hear that?
In a movie magazine.
Oh, my God.
How many people who labor in the same musical vineyard in which you toil, how many are protest singers? That is, people who use their music and use the songs to protest the social state in which we live today, the matter of war, the matter of crime, or whatever it might be.
How many?
Yes. Are there many who do?
Yeah, I think there's about 136.
You say about 136?
Father of night, father of day, father who taketh the darkness away, father who teacheth the bird to fly, builder of rainbows up in the sky, father of loneliness and pain, father of love and father of rain. Father of day, father of night, father of black, father of white, father who build the mountains so high, who shape it the cloud or up in the sky, father of time and father of dreams, father who turn at the rivers and streams. Father of grain, father of wheat, father of cold and father of heat, father of air and father of trees, who dwells in our hearts and our memories. Father of minutes, father of days, father of whom we most solemnly praise.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Mankato. Bob Dylan. Wolfman Jack.
Play Kenny Rogers. Play New Edition. Play City Mouse. Play Downtown Hy-Vee.